Merry Christmas, everyone. Good morning to you. Happy Christmas to you and your family. We're just about to start our service. My name's Tim. I'm the pastor here. Christmas is a great time, isn't it? A great time to spend time with family and friends. But of course, we've been learning here at church another reason for why this season is such a great time. It's a time for us to remember that in the town of David, a Saviour has been born, and he is Christ the Lord. From the New Testament for you this morning, and then speak a little bit about it. We read in Hebrews chapter 13 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. That Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever is such a different message than anything we're used to. So used to change are we that we've coined a phrase, the only constant is change. Change does seem to be constant in our lives, doesn't it? We see and experience change in our lives all the time. In the next few days, we'll have an opportunity, be it today, at Christmas, or maybe particularly on New Year's Eve, and we'll think about all the change that's happened to us this year. Jobs change. Our role at work change. Kids grow and change. We change where we live. We change. Our country experiences change. In the last few years, it seems that with every new year comes a new prime minister in our country. Some have compared the top job in Australia to Game of Thrones or House of Cards. Other countries, of course, have seen change as well. Change with far more reaching consequences this year. This year, nearly 1 million vulnerable men, women and children arrived in Europe, fleeing war and persecution. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever is certainly a different message to the constancy of change. But does it offer us anything more than that? Is that message just gathering dust? Or is something living and active? That simple sentence that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever was written to a church in order to help them press on in their faith. This community had experienced change. Their leaders had departed, and the author senses something of a change of heart within them. There was a time when this church had endured great suffering. Sometimes they were even publicly exposed and insulted and persecuted because of their faith in Jesus. They suffered this and they even joyfully accepted the confiscation of their property. There was a time when this church stood firm in its convictions, even when it cost them. And so our author writes to firm up their confidence. They had everything to lose if they gave up on Jesus, and yet everything to gain if they pressed on. So he reminds them, don't throw away your confidence. God will richly reward you. And the way he does this is to remind them of the unchanging nature of Jesus. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. While our circumstances might change, while we might change, Jesus remains a constant, unchanging from year to year, which is great news when you think about it, because it lifts our eyes off ourselves to someone who is permanent. Jesus is permanent and constant and unchanging. We who have placed our hope and trust in him have put our hope in someone who's lasting. Jesus rose from the dead. His achievements are permanent. His relevance is timeless. And so if we were to spend just a few moments this morning thinking about this idea of Jesus being impermanent and unchanging, what would we find? Well, would we find that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us? The letter of the Hebrews, the letter from which this verse is taken, it speaks of the Son, Jesus, in this way. In the beginning, Lord, you established the earth and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like clothing. You will roll them up like a cloak and they will be changed like a robe. But you are the same and your years will never end. Jesus can be trusted to be the same tomorrow and forever because he always has been. The earth below and the heavens above are the incredible work of his hands. And while this world will change around us, Jesus remains the same. Our hope and faith as Christians is not merely that God is there, nor that God is absent or distant. We've placed our hope in someone who is permanent. Someone who is permanent, Jesus, and who has come to share and address our fears and pains. For this Jesus takes on death. He shares in flesh and blood so that through his death, Jesus might destroy the one holding the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who are held in slavery all their lives by the fear of death. He offers himself to taste the bitterness of death for everyone. He makes this sacrifice to become the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. We see sometimes examples of sacrifice in our world. There's a painting of a World War I scene. It's a painting to portray what must have been a terribly difficult job in the First World War, the job of being a signaller. They were sent out from the trenches. Their task was to go up over the top, enter no man's land, search through the carnage of the battlefield, and then repair broken telephone cables, which was a primary way of communicating across the battlefield. And so there's this painting of a World War I scene where there is a signaller sent out with a mission to repair broken cable. In the painting, he lies cold, cold in death, but with his task accomplished. For in his stiffening hands, he holds the cable's broken ends together. To accomplish such a task cost this man his life. But how many more lives were saved because of sacrifice? The painting's titled Through, emphasising what has been achieved through sacrifice. And Jesus can be trusted to be the same tomorrow and forever because he is the one who willingly initiates and makes the sacrifice. Through his sacrifice, people who have turned away can once again draw near to God, confident of grace and acceptance. Jesus' sacrifice deals with that thing of what we do when we turn away from God. It deals with our sin and removes it. And his blood writes up a new and eternal agreement, allowing believers to boldly draw near to God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever because he's able to save completely and forever those who have trusted in him. Jesus now stands above the grave, resurrected, before God for us forever. And so we look forward to our Saviour returning. We look forward to Jesus appearing a second time to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. For we do not have an enduring city here. Instead, we seek the one to come, a kingdom that cannot be shaken. This really is good news, isn't it? The circumstances surrounding this original church had changed, and their strength of conviction may have wavered, but Jesus remained constant, unchanging. As much as the original church, much of their lives might have changed, Jesus offered permanence, an anchor for their lives, safe and secure. And of course, Jesus hasn't changed since. Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever for you and for I. He remains an ever-certain constant in an ever-changing world. But more specifically than just being unchanging, Jesus remains the God who is with us, remains to be the God who's concerned about our weaknesses and fear. Jesus remains to be the one whose sacrifice continues to speak volumes for his people. It calls the weak, the strong, the growing, the languishing to draw near to God with full confidence. This Christmas, Jesus is the same. What a wonderful thing to celebrate. Whether this year has been one to remember for you or one to forget, Jesus is the same, and so the believer's standing with God is the same as well. Whether we were obedient to God this year or whether we were retreating or whether we struggled to believe, Jesus was the same. He was the same because he always lives to intercede for us. This is great news because it lifts our eyes off our own admittedly wavering strength of character and conviction to someone who is permanent. If you are yet to respond to Jesus, Please consider him while his promise remains. Consider trusting him to draw near to God. And don't delay, lest life changes without enough notice. Finding out more about him would be as simple as reading one of the Gospels this summer. And if that's something you've never done before, why not do it this summer at a time when life is quieter? We have a bunch of Gospels that we'd love to give away today, and they're at both doors. Please take them if you'd like to find out more about Jesus. But if you know this Jesus, then rejoice this Christmas in a simple but profound truth that Jesus is the same. We've placed our hope and trust in someone who is permanent. His achievements are permanent. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Merry Christmas. And let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, may the truth of your word grow deep within us, strengthening us to persevere, helping us in times of need, encountering moments of doubt. We thank and praise you for our risen Saviour Jesus, for your concern for our weakness and fear and death, and for his sacrifice for us. Help us rejoice that Jesus is the same for us forever. Father, we thank you for our families and our friends. We thank you that we can celebrate Christmas with them. We're of course mindful for those for whom Christmas is difficult. Would you please comfort them? Grow in us an awareness of all our blessings and a spirit of thankfulness and generosity. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.